So let me illustrate what we're talking about from the movie The Horse Whisperer.
Oh, that's cool. First it was the dog whisperer, now it's the horse whisperer.
Yeah, that's right. In the movie The Horse Whisperer, there's a character named Grace, and she has an accident on her horse named Pilgrim that results in Grace breaking her leg and Pilgrim getting a big cut across his chest. Since the accident, Grace has been really afraid to ride again. And quite honestly, Pilgrim has been afraid to have her ride him again. Months have passed and nothing has changed. Both Grace and Pilgrim are afraid to ride again.
Grace's mom hires Tom Booker, a counselor type like Dr. Chris and me, except he works with horses and kids together. In order to help Grace and Pilgrim get over their fears, he designs two separate stair-stepping programs for both the girl and the horse.
He starts off by having them both face small fears related to riding. For Grace, he has her work around horses again, cleaning the barn, feeding and watering the horses. For Pilgrim, he puts a blanket over his back and has him walk around with just that, just the blanket, nothing else.
Then he steps it up to the next step. Grace puts a saddle on a small pony and eventually starts riding it in a stair step or two later. Meanwhile, Pilgrim gets more weight put on his back that matches the weight of Grace. And so it goes. Mr. Booker leads both horse and girl up the stairs of their fears, some 10 or more steps in all, until they are both ready to unite and ride together.
In a very powerful scene, Mr. Booker brings Grace and Pilgrim together in a riding pen. Pilgrim has Grace's saddle on his back, and Grace has her riding clothes on. She looks really, really nervous and can't imagine why Pilgrim would ever let her ride him again after what happened with the accident.
Mr. Booker leads Pilgrim over to Grace. To show Pilgrim and Grace that he is in control, Mr. Booker has Pilgrim lie down on his side and continues to calm him by rubbing his neck and side.
The tension builds as the final step approaches. Mr. Booker, who's sitting on Pilgrim's side, calls Grace over to him. She moves really slowly, shaking her head in fear and doubt.
Grace, this is where you come in.
But why would he let me ride him?
Grace, look at him. He's okay, and you did nothing to let him down. It was an accident.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I can't do this.
Grace, this is your chance. You've got to do this. He's ready. Just trust me one more time.
Okay. What do you want me to do?
When Mr. Booker tells Grace to trust him just one more time, he's basically saying to her, give up control, your fixes, Grace, and trust the stair-stepping process one more time.
At this point, Grace sits down on Pilgrim's side above his front leg on his shoulder and begins to stroke his face and mane. She does this for a minute or two, calming her yucky feelings down, telling herself that she can do this, that it's working, and she's going to see it through to the end. It is what it is. Chill with it, she tells herself.
Okay, Grace, it's time to get on. I'm not asking. Come around here. Now put your leg over him so that we can get your boot in his stirrup. Okay, Grace, we're going to rock him up onto his feet.
Mr. Booker rocks Pilgrim until he gets up onto his feet. The air is silent. No one is saying a word. They're just looking at Grace and Pilgrim stand there, wondering what's going to happen next. Grace turns to Mr. Booker, gives a small smile, and says,
I can't believe it. He's so calm.
Yeah, get him to start walking.
Pilgrim begins to walk around the ring, then trot, and then canter, which is a slow gallop. Both Grace and Pilgrim are happy at being united once more.
When Grace brings Pilgrim to a stop, she raises her hands up in the air with her head looking up as if to say,
Yes, I did it! I conquered my fears! Pilgrim and I are free!